Well, we're rather concerned because it seems like everyone in Suffolk's got the impression that the libraries are saved. That's not the impression at all. And if you read the documentation, there's still a very high likelihood that 18 libraries in Suffolk could close within the next year or 18 months. So just really trying to keep the pressure up on the County Council. They have a duty to fund the library service under the Libraries Act, and it's really, you know, really we need to make sure that everyone's aware of what the situation is.
Well, I'm here campaigning to keep all of our libraries open because I believe that they're such a valuable resource for the community, and I think that the people of Suffolk have actually said that in their consultation response replies. We've had 80% of people saying that the libraries should stay as they are, and I think that's a very, very high, you know, degree of certainty about what people want.
So you feel decisions have been made, but they're not up to your satisfaction?
I think decisions have already been made and that the responses to the consultation just haven't been listened to at all.
Okay, Councillor Judy Terry has said decisions have been made based on what people have told the council. Do you feel this is the case?
Well, if you read the document which the council have produced, which is the 2011 review of library services, you'll see that 2.6% of people supported the idea that the libraries should be run by community groups. 2.6%, and that's what they're basing their decision on.
And these 30% savings that have been suggested, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm not quite sure where the 30% figure has come from, and I think, you know, we're asking where that's come from, and we're suggesting it's a disproportionate amount for libraries.
I've just been handed the cabinet paper. Item 43, the consultation responses emphatically rejected the proposal to reduce the 44 libraries to 15 county libraries funded by the council, with the other 29 mostly resourced by communities. This is the bit. There has been passionate support for all libraries to stay open with council support. The council has listened and acted on this message. So it's actually showing that the cabinet support is slightly different to what we've been given in the papers. But as a group who are campaigning strongly, we've been put on the back foot in so many ways. And I note Judy Terry's comments in the East Anglian today stated that she's reliant on communities actually coming up with their support to help Suffolk County Council act on their vision. Now, all the way along, vision type words are not really acceptable to people who fundamentally need to retain the service. It's a community run service for all, and we can see pockets where there won't be this community service open for all.
So you feel like you've been given false information and effectively?
We haven't been given business plans which could have effectively helped us to work out their figures and see where they're going to make savings and how effectively Suffolk County Council is going to save money. As I've quoted before, Oscar Wilde said, "Council knows the price of everything, but the value of nothing."